Hi, my name is Janaya, and you're listening to Project Hidden, the podcast where I interview people who I view as hidden figures, which are people I believe do lots for my community but don't get the recognition they deserve. Today, you will be hearing my interview with Aaron Tarr, founder of Be the Benchmark. Let's get listening.
Is how were you first introduced to the That's What She Said program?
So, that's what teens say, or that's what she said?
That's what she said.
So, I saw the show 4 years ago. I saw the second show that they did, and Carrie Rosso, I reached out to her on Facebook and was just really intrigued with what she was doing and was excited about how someday we might be able to partner together to do something with teens as well. And then the show didn't happen for a couple of years, almost 2 full years. And then Jeanette kind of revived it. And when she did, she and I are friends. So she asked me to be a speaker. And she also said I'm trying to remember if she asked me to be a speaker first or no, first we decided to do the teens thing together. Then she asked me to be a speaker in the show. So it's kind of like now enmeshed in my life.
I think that's kind of sounds similar, kind of to have somebody just to kind of push
you. Absolutely.
Okay. So how do you think the first That's What She Said show happened?
So what happened, Carrie Rosso, she and two of her friends were sitting on the porch. I envisioned they were probably drinking wine. And they were talking about just how many amazing women they knew and that they wanted to give women a platform. I'm hoping that this is picking up my voice. That they wanted to give women a platform for telling their stories and sharing their stories together. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of, the three of them, created it just out of their minds. Like, we're going to do this crazy thing and bring women together to tell stories. And then one of them ended up moving away. And then the other one, I think Carrie ended up taking over, like a lot of things happened.
Yeah.
So, and then Jeanette now has it. So like it's changed hands, but the idea came from three women, three moms.
Okay. So what made you want to stay involved in the program?
So my entire, like my business, Be the Benchmark, is all about empowering younger women, younger girls. So 8 to 18 is what I usually say. So when I saw what Carrie was doing initially with That's What She Said, I just saw so many, like, I saw girls that I was working with, and I was thinking, like, they're going to be on that stage someday telling their story. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, wait, why do they have to wait to tell their story? Like, they can tell their story now, you know, and they can share, and they can do this now. So just anything, I'm drawn to anything that has to do with female empowerment and encouraging women, and for me, encouraging young girls, because honestly, I want to help young girls not make all the mistakes that we made.
I totally understand that.
So I'm like, exactly. I'm like, if we can like help guide you a little bit better than we were guided, then you can make different and new mistakes, but then you can also make a bigger impact than we're making. And that's kind of the goal. And so, so I love that there are people that want to do specifically adult women empowerment, but I specifically want to do that for younger girls. So, yeah.
Okay. That's really nice. So what difficulties did you have to face?
So there's kind of three different arenas. So my first difficulty with the Teen Say program was just us like figuring out what we were going to do. We knew we wanted to do something with teens and something with She Said. So really just working together and problem solving, like teamwork, you know, figuring out how we're going to work together and then what the product's going to be. So it was a lot of trial and error and failure. I mean, we didn't fail a lot. Like it was internal personal failures where we're like, oh, we should have done this better or that better. But then when it came to being a speaker for That's What She Said, I immediately said yes, because I love like being the center of attention and being on stage. But then when it's talking about yourself, as you know, like that's really hard and intimidating. So having to come up with a story was really hard. It took me almost 9 months to find my story and then to perform in front of 1,200 people and share something that's vulnerable, vulnerable about myself was a true act of bravery. And I like to do that. I like to put myself in that situation because I ask girls that I work with to do that all the time. I'm like, get up in front of your Spanish class and, you know, do this, or, you know, interview with someone you don't know very well, or whatever, you know what I mean? And that takes bravery. And so I have to put myself in uncomfortable situations so I can relate to you. So.
Okay. That's really nice. That's kind of what it was like for acting it for me at the very beginning. I was like, you know, I don't know if I really, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, I know I want to act, but I don't know if I'm looking at
right?
me, you know?
Oh, I absolutely understand that. I absolutely do.
I did my show in first grade, I was kind of like, oh, what is it? You know, the worst thing.
Yes, I have to overcome something, but what the reward is worth what I had to overcome to get there. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. So why do you think, that's what she said, and that's what teens say, it's a good thing for girls to practice?
I think that there's two things that I think are really powerful. One is for the individual that participates. I think it's just every time you do something that scares you, you have more tools in your toolbox to do the next thing that scares you. And I think we should always be doing things that scare us. And I think for the community, it's really amazing and important because I think there are so many people out there who would never get on the stage, but just hearing someone else's story makes them realize that they're not alone. And I think the more women can help each other realize we're not alone, that we're all in this together, I think that's a really powerful thing to do.
Just like when I share my story, a lot of people can be like, you know, it's really good that you were talking about this. You know, a lot of people relate. The girl's mom, she was like, you know, I had a friend with this in middle school.
Wow.
I just kind of wish, like, you know, she had people like you to, like, talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's such a stigma that we need to let people know, like, we're all going through stuff, you know, like, let's help each other.
So next is, how do you think your life would go if you didn't decide to join the program?
I think you have to do the thing inside you that you're called to do. And so even if I didn't participate in That's What She Said, even if I didn't present at the show, or even if I didn't collaborate with Jeanette to do That's What Teen Said, if I hadn't done either of those, I would still be doing things to empower young girls because that's what I'm supposed to do. So this is a vehicle for that. These are things that, these are programs that do that. But if I wasn't doing those, if I hadn't done those specific programs, I would do something else that does that to the same end, to the same purpose, because you have to do the thing that you're supposed to do. Like, you don't have, once you figure out what that is,
yeah,
you don't have a choice.
Just,
exactly.
Like,
you don't have a choice. Exactly. You feel out of alignment. It doesn't work in your life.
So have you ever, like, told some kind of story, and That's What She Said? Like, how many times have you done that, and, like, how did it go the first time you did it?
So when I told my story, it was on March 2nd was the time that I got up in front of 1,200 people and told them my story about when I was in junior high and how I was, like, a ridiculously insecure middle schooler and high schooler and through most of college. I literally, what was it like? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
It was intimidating and it was scary. And even though I enjoy public speaking, like, I usually don't have a problem with public speaking, I thought I might pee my pants. And my heart rate was through the roof. And then I did it anyway because, and here's why, being brave doesn't mean you're not scared. It means you're scared and you do it anyway. So,
I get that. It's really hard to present for people. Like, even if it's just a small class, we have to do presentations a lot in my reading class.
Do you?
Yeah. And it's just like I've done it before. I have done it. Like, I can't do it for some reason. Like, something that always freaks me out.
So, here's something interesting. Your body response when you say you're nervous and your body response when you say you're excited is the exact same thing. Like, the things that are happening in your body with your heart rate quickening and the sweat and the different things that happen. So you actually get to choose to tell your body, like, oh, I must be excited. That's why my body is acting this way. And then you can kind of reframe that same nervous energy. So
yeah, that's what my journey is. Like, I know you're scared, but just turn it. into something, you know,
yeah.
Maybe something creepy to make yeah. on stage and make it big. And
yes, I love it.
So, what motivates you?
What motivates me? Really making an impact on the next generation of girls. At a very small level, that's my three daughters. But what I have come to realize is that the world that my three daughters will live in is impacted not just by their choices, but the choices of everyone around them. And therefore, I feel the need to impact the entire generation of young women who are going to, you know, really lead the way for our future. So that's what motivates me.
That's what my mom always said. She's like, you know, if this person, these people won't do anything, then you might have to do something, you know?
Yep, that's so true.
Don't, like, you know, always expect other people to
fix things or, yeah, make it better. Like, you have to take the reins sometimes.
Yeah. What do you think is your biggest accomplishment?
My biggest accomplishment? Biggest accomplishment.
If it's easier for you to like start with, that's what she said, and kind of branch out from there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely like speaking at That's What She Said was a huge accomplishment. I would say apart from that, I helped to start a private school here in town. And that was a big endeavor, Next Generation School. I helped start that. Next Generation. Yeah. And then starting my own business, Be the Benchmark, has been a huge accomplishment. Like in the long process.
Yeah.
So yeah.
My mom's friend Elizabeth. She came to see me.
Yeah.
She has her own Illini tutoring business.
Oh yeah, Elizabeth Stiratopoulos.
Yeah.
Or however you say that last name.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It took me a little bit.
Yeah.
And she was saying, like, you know, she had come, she had, like, a really hard childhood and everything, mm-hmm. kind of like me with all the depression and
yeah.
things like that. She just kind of, like, I don't know, it's just like she just came back and was just, like, you know, be, like, be big and
bold. Yes, exactly. She overcame. She was an overcomer. And now she's on the school board.
Yes, that's amazing. If you had no limits, what would be your dream job?
I'm close to my dream job. My dream job is with Be the Benchmark, where I would literally travel around the country speaking to teen girls and running programs and encouraging the next generation. Also writing my books. And being on TV. All the things. But all under the umbrella of my Be the Benchmark Empowering Girls brand.
Alright, so who do you look up to?
That's a good question. I have a lot of mentors that I look to, and I kind of, most of them I don't know. A lot of them are podcasters or authors and influencers, and I kind of take the best of each of them and build them into this one like mentor person. I think of one author that I know, Brene Brown. She's really big into communication, so whenever I'm facing a communication issue, I think, how would Brene handle this? But whenever I think about leadership issues, Andy Stanley is a pastor who's also really big in the leadership world, and I think about, how would Andy Stanley handle this leadership issue? When I think about business issues, I kind of have put together my own, like, little, I don't know, board of directors who don't know they're on my board of directors. But yeah, I really admire all the women in our town who are doing amazing things, so a lot.
I mean, I kind of do the same thing. Like, you know, there are a lot of authors and actors that I like, and mm-hmm. I just kind of like, what do they do that I
exactly.
wish I could do, that I think I could do better?
Exactly. And pull it together, because there's no one person that has all the things.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to tell me?
I mean, I could tell you my tagline: choose your thoughts, create your life, change the world. That's what I want all the girls to go out to do. So if there's anything, like, if it ever comes back to people saying, like, well, what does Aaron say, or what's Aaron's best advice, like, start with that. That's always my starting point.
Say it again.
Choose your thoughts to create your life and change the world.